Well, a new report by the Pakistani government has put the civilian death toll caused by U.S. assassination drones at a surprisingly lower figure than previous estimates by government and independent organizations. Pakistan's defense ministry announced that only 3% of people killed by drones since 2008 were civilians. According to the ministry, the U.S. has conducted about 320 drone strikes during that period, killing over 2,100 militants and 67 civilians. The figure has sparked criticism from public opinion and groups that have been investigating the assassination drones. The Pakistani government regularly criticizes the drone program in public, even though it is reported to have secretly supported at least some of the strikes in the past. For more on that story, Press TV's Javed Rana joins us from Islamabad. Javed, where did these new numbers come from? All investigations, both internationally and internally, let alone eyewitness accounts, have so far pointed to a much higher number of civilian deaths as a result of the drone strikes.
I think the government's own previous figures, the Ministry of Foreign, they provided figures to the UN, and that said that more than 600 civilians were killed among 2,200 people who have been killed since 2004. This report has been compiled by Pakistan's Defense Ministry, which obviously means the very source of the information is Pakistan military. Pakistan military has been at the heart of all kind of controversy on the drone attacks, not only in terms of providing intelligence to the Americans, but also, more importantly, taking a line which suits Americans trying to sync itself with the American policy on U.S. drone attacks, and behind the scene opposing a government's move and decision to negotiate with Pakistani Taliban to bring an end 11 years long insurgency in Pakistan. This very report indicates a greater cleavage and a difference of opinion between the military and the newly elected civilian government. I was speaking to some of the victims of the drone attacks just a few minutes back, and they were making fun of this report compiled by the Ministry of Defense. And one of the men, the victim of family is Kareem, who shared with me some of the details, and he told me alone in one attack just a few years back, 87 people were killed. These were all students of madrasa. So that I'm giving you just one figure. Now going by the independent assessment that are coming from different NGOs who are working on this particular issue, and also more importantly, the eyewitness account that all indicates that the civilian casualties are more than 3,000 people, and around 400,000 people have been killed in overall a casualty in that particular part of Pakistan. So it is a more politics trying to win over Americans. Perhaps Americans would not themselves be feeling comfortable with this figure because they know the figure is quite embarrassing.
Thank you very much, Javed. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from Islamabad. Well,